The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For more information about the center or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Pehe, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Pehe mit Beis. It says in the Mishnah that there are two separate laven in the Torah. There's one laven in the Torah. One is not allowed to hit his father or his mother, Maka of the Imoy. And there's another laven in the Torah of Mikal of the Imoy. One is not allowed to curse his father or his mother. So the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin that a Chaymer mi Mikal, Mikal of the Imoy, has a Chumra, has a case where it is stricter than Maka of the Imoy. What's the case? Because the Mishnah says that Maka of the Imoy, one who hits his father or his mother, La'achar Miso, if they're not alive anymore, he is not over the Aveira, and he won't be Chayiv Skila. However, Mikal of the Imoy will be Chayiv even after they are no longer alive. So this is a Chomer, a Chumra, that exists by Mikal of the Imoy that does not exist by Maka of the Imoy. Now, the Gemara learns this out of a drasha. That this that Mikal of the Imoy is Chayiv La'achar Misosim, when they're no longer alive, the Gemara learns it out from a drasha. However, the Zohar of the Gemara brings a Sefer Chassidim in Sim Tov Kufayin Vov that gives a different explanation why their Isser Mikal of the Imoy applies even after Misa and the Isser of Mikal of the Imoy does not. Says the Sefer Chassidim that if somebody were to hit his father or his mother when they're no longer alive, the will not cause them any pain. They're not alive anymore. Masha'enke, my Mikal of the Imoy, since the Isser Mikal, when you curse somebody, causes damage, causes some sort of damage to occur. It causes something bad to happen to the person who gets cursed. Therefore, it is possible for the klala, the curse, to cause damage even when the person who's being cursed is no longer alive. Therefore, says the Sefer Chassidim, it's aser to curse of the imoy even though they're no longer alive. Now, this idea that the iser, the reason why it's aser to curse somebody else, why the Torah says it's aser, but we see in the Sefer Chassidim that the reason it's aser to curse someone is that the klala causes hezik, causes some sort of damage, is not so simple. The Sefer HaChinuch in Siman Reish Lamed Aleph, Mitzvah Reish Lamed Aleph, writes clearly that the reason why the Torah says that it's also to curse somebody else, it's also to curse someone else who are his parents, they're both aser. The only difference is what type of punishment they get. By parents they get skila, by others it's only malchus. So the Sefer HaChinuch writes that this, that there is an iser is because it causes hazard, it causes damage. And the Torah says that just like you're not allowed to cause physical damage to someone, you're not allowed to cause spiritual damage. And therefore, the Torah says it's also to curse somebody. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs in Lav Shin Yud Zayin, Chinuch himself brings it down, says that the Rambam writes that's not the reason. In the Torah, when the Torah writes the iser, that one is not allowed to curse somebody else, the Torah says the Isser is loisikal cheresh, don't curse a cheresh. A cheresh is a deaf person. Says the Rambam, you might think that the reason why it's also to curse someone is because you're going to cause him damage, you're going to cause him pain. So if he can't hear, so then you can curse him because he won't hear that. Says the Torah that it's nevertheless it's also to curse someone even when he won't hear about it. Says the Rambam, you see from here that the Isser to curse someone is not because you're causing him damage, you're causing him pain. That's not the Isser. The Isser, the reason why the Torah says not to curse someone is because cursing is, it's not a good thing to do, it's not a nice thing to say bad things about other people and to curse them. Therefore, says the Rambam, it's not because of the person who's getting cursed that the Torah says it's also, it's because of the Mekal himself, the person making the curse, that is who the Torah says it's not a good thing to do, and therefore it is also, and the Torah says one is not allowed to do that. So we have over here a machlokes between the Rambam and the Chinuch. What is the reason why the Torah says it's also the curse? Is the Torah says it's also the curse because of the damage that the curse causes? Or is it also the curse because it's not a nice thing to do? The question is this true? Is this really true that klala, that when someone curses, that he actually causes damage? Now we understand if you curse somebody and he hears about it, he'll be insulted. He'll be upset. That's true. That's a type of physical damage that will cause. That could be. But the chinuch is mevur that even in cases where the person is not insulted and does not know about it, even by a cherish, nevertheless the Torah says it's aser because there's some form a curse can take effect and impact upon the life of the person who is cursed. The question is this true or not? And does the Rambam agree? We could suggest that the Rambam disagrees with the chinuch because the Rambam holds that it's not true. The Rambam holds that the klala does not affect the person who is cursed. But the truth is that there are a number of proofs you could bring to the chinuch. First of all, the chinuch himself brings a Gemara Ma'id Katan that says bris krusa l'sfasayim. There is a bris krusa that a person's mouth has the ability to cause harm. A person's mouth has the ability to cause damage. And the chinuch takes this as a makar that a curse can cause damage. The truth is the Gemara is not such a proof that the curse causes spiritual damage. It's possible to understand the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about Lashon Hara. When someone speaks Lashon Hara, if a person who hears Lashon Hara believes it will cause damage to the person about whom they spoke Lashon Hara, not it will cause physical damage. The person will be embarrassed, the person will be insulted, but people will think badly of him because they believe the Lashon Hara. But nevertheless, that's the chinuch's raya. So we can say that's not such a raya. We find the Gemara says in Megillah, Taf Tezvav, Alti birchas hedyit kala ve'einecho. Shouldn't take lightly the curse of a hedyit, of an ordinary individual. Sharei Avimelech kills Esara. The Pasuk says that Avimelech told something to Sarah that was construed as a curse. And it was in this kind of bizarre, and because of the curse that Avimelech gave to Sarah, it was fulfilled in Yitzchak, Sarah's child, Sarah's son, eventually became blind, and the Gemara says that was partially due to the effects of the curse that Avimelech gave Sarah. So we see a clear Gemara that it's possible for a curse to actually cause a certain level of damage. Furthermore, there's a very clear Gemara in Shavuos Daf Lamed Zayin. The Gemara says that not only is there an iser, it's an aveira for someone to curse somebody else. The Gemara says that there's also an iser for someone to curse himself, mikal atzmai. How do we know that there's an iser of mikal atzmai? Which the source says the Gemara. The source is the Pasuk says, "Raki shomer l'cha." You should guard yourself. B'shmar nafshcha ma'oid. You should be very careful of your nefesh, of your neshama. And the Gemara says, you see from here that you're not supposed to curse yourself. What's the proof? Because the Torah says you're supposed to guard your neshama. And someone who curses himself is causing damage to his nefesh. It's very possible that the will cause himself damage. So you see clearly from the Gemara that the klola has the ability to inflict supernatural harm. So l'chayra, this is a shtikl kasha on the Rambam. We could say that the Rambam holds that true that a klala may cause damage, but that's not the reason why the Torah asked it, and therefore the Torah will ask it even in situations where it won't cause damage. True, it's very possible that is the opinion of the Rambam. However, the Tumim in Simchav Zayin Sivkot Dalid writes that's poshut to him, that very, he understands that there has to be, that when someone is over the Isser and he curses somebody else, that the person who is cursed will not suffer. He will not suffer any damage. The person who is cursing does not have the ability to cause any harm. It says the Feirish of Pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Chavod, Pasuk Dalet, that says, Kil las chinom loy savoy. That someone has a klol las chinom, someone has an empty curse, a curse of nothing, loy savoy, it will not come true. It doesn't have the ability to cause any damage. So the Tumim says that the klol won't cause any damage. So, though we see clearly, the Tumim is clearly not like the Chinuch. The Chinuch says that a klala will cause damage. What does the Tumim mean? It must be the Tumim is going according to the opinion of the Rambam. The Rambam who says that the reason why klala is also is not because it causes damage. And the Tumim obviously understood that the klala does not cause damage, so that can't be the reason why the Torah said that one is not allowed to curse. Now, to answer the chinuch, what does the chinuch do? It's a pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk in Mishlei says, "Kilas chinuch loisavai." Though it's not so clear that exactly the pasuk is discussing a kilas chinuch, a klala that's done for no reason. The Amar Farshim would say that's only true if the klala is a kilas chinuch, if his person is getting cursed for no reason. But if the person who gets cursed had some sort of reason, he upset the person who's cursing the mekal in some way, it's not a kilas chinuch anymore. So then we have to, we be choshish at least, there's a possibility that the klala will cause harm. So we could possibly explain the chinuch, that the chinuch understood that we have that the reason why the klala is also the Torah asked the klala, because there is a possibility that it will cause harm. We do find in the Gemara, there are many cases of Amiroyim that said things, and their words indirectly or directly caused harm to the person who they were speaking about. Although we could say that's not necessarily by a regular person, it could be someone who's a higher madrega, or other things like that, but it's possible that there was a reason they weren't over the Isser of Klala. Over there they were cursing for whatever reason that they said, saw a negative comment, that will not be a kilas chinuch, will not be included in the pasuk. Al-Kopanim, whatever the pshat may be, we see that there is a machloikis over here between the Rambam and the chinuch. And the Rambam says that the reason why klal is also is not because it causes damage. The chinuch says that the reason is because it causes damage. Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Igris Moshe, Chele Gimel Simonayin Ches, says that there's no proof to the chinuch from this Gemara that says that Mikal Atzmoy is also because of this pasuk Raki Shomer Lecha Shmar Nafshecha. Says Rav Moshe, it can't be that someone curses somebody else and he was over an Avera through doing it. He was Mikal and he was over an Avera. It can't be that it causes harm. So therefore, Mikal Chavera, the reason can't be because of the harm. Aye, the Gemara says Mikal Atzmoy is different. Mikal Atzmoy, the person is doing it to himself. And the person who is to himself, there is a possibility for a klala to cause harm. So therefore, like this, we can explain where there is no difficulty in the Shita of the Rambam from the case of Mikal Atzmoy. So we come back to our Sefer Chassidim. This is what the Sefer Chassidim says, that the reason why it's also to curse one's parents, even after they're no longer alive, is because it's hezek. It causes damage to them. And it causes damage to their neshama, even after they're no longer alive. Obviously, the Sefer Chassidim assumes, like the Sefer Achinuch, that the reason why klala is aser is because it causes damage. However, the Fidei Rambam, we won't be able to say that. Now, it's not so shver. The Pashim Shat and the Gemara has a drasha. The Gemara has a drasha that's coming to tell me that there will be an iser to curse even la'achar misa. Now, the truth is, this reason of Sefer Chassidim is somewhat difficult to understand. Because if the Sefer Chassidim's reason is true, that the reason why it's also to curse one's parents after they're no longer alive is because you're causing hezek, you're causing damage to them. So if that's the case, then hu adin, the halacha should be the same if somebody curses a regular person. The Torah, there's an issur to curse anyone. This is the issue that occurs even one who's not their parents. The only difference is that by Mikal of the Imoy is Chayiv Skila. By other Lavin, all other cases, if he doesn't curse somebody else, he gets Malkus. So what would be the halach of somebody's Mikal Nais? Somebody's Mikal, average person, not his parents, after they're no longer alive. According to the logic of the Sefer Chassidim and the Chinuch, he should be Chayiv because it causes damage to their Neshama even after they're no longer alive. However, this is not so, because the Gemara says clearly earlier, the Gemara on the Pehemid Amalaf on the bottom and the beginning of Pehemid Beis, the Gemara says that there is a difference between someone who curses a person who Bezin already passed in the Chayiv Misa. You have this person, Bezin passed that he's Chayiv Misa, they're going to take him out to be killed, and if somebody were to go ahead and curse him at that time, the Gemara says that there's a difference if the person cursing is the son or the person cursing is somebody else. The Gemara says clearly, if a son curses him, he'll be chayiv. If someone else curses, he'll be potter. Says the Gemara, what's the difference? So the Gemara answers, neither the havel achar misa. It's no worse than if the person would already be killed. Had the person not be alive anymore, so then a regular person, you won't be chayiv. And by a son that's mekal of, he will be chayiv. Therefore, it says the Gemara, somebody who's going out to be killed, it's as if he's already dead, it's as if he's already been killed. So the halach is the same, that mekal, stama person, will be potter, and Mikal Ovo Bichayev. So you see clearly from the Gemara, it's passing also in Choshen Mishpat Simon Chav Zayin. It says clearly that someone who curses an average person, not his father, not his mother, is potter, does not receive Malkus. L'chayev, this is a very strong kasha on the sheet of the Sefer Chassidim. However, the Arach Roinim that say that the Gemara, the Rambam, he says that Mikal Meis, someone who curses somebody else, the halacha is that he says potter. It doesn't say it's mutter. That's very likely that although he is potter, the kavon of the Gemara is just that the person will not receive Malkus. We have a mute. The truth is that Beis Yosef brings Psukim that we learn out. We darsh in the Psukim that Mikal Meis, somebody curses somebody else after he's no longer alive, is potter. We have Psukim that we have drushes. So it seems from there that even though we have a drosha that one will not receive Malkus, however, it is very likely that there is still an Isser. One is not allowed to curse someone who's already dead. There's still an Isser to curse someone who's already dead. If there's an Isser to curse someone who's already dead, so then we could explain that it would not be a kasha anymore in the Sefer Chassidim. The Sefer Chassidim says it's also to curse someone because you're causing damage. So that's true even to curse a random person who's no longer alive. You're going to cause hezek, you're going to cause them damage. However, even though you're causing them damage, we have a Xeris that calls of a drosha that tells me that one will not receive Malkus for such an action.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.